Welcome back. Final segment of Crunch Time on a Wednesday. Time for the Crunch Exchange. I'm Alex. I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports, ask him if he's buying or selling the prospectus from those stories. Let's get right to it. Some fairly massive changes coming for college basketball in the wake of the FBI probe into players getting paid, their relationships with agents, AAU programs, etc. And I'd like to run down a few of them individually with you, Steve. First, players who get invited to the NBA Draft Combine but don't get selected by a team will now be given the option to return to their school. They get an NBA Draft mulligan, essentially, or they can sign as a free agent and hit the G League, but it gives them an option to return for another year of school. The prospectus, it's a good idea to allow players to return to school if they don't get drafted.
That's an easy buy, because I never understood that. I realize once an agent is involved, there could be some cash exchanging hands, but that's happening anyway.
On that note, second, elite prospects will now be able to have official relationships with agents. This will apply to high school players and college players, and USA Basketball, in conjunction with the NCAA, will be tasked with deciding which players are given elite status, quote-unquote. This is clearly their way of trying to make sure any agent contact is above board. So the prospectus, it's realistic to think that the NCAA can control agent and player contact.
By the way, and who decides who's elite?
USA Basketball and the NCAA.
Two organizations I don't trust.
Yep.
You know, am I incorrect in saying, in theory, this sounds awesome? In practice, are you kidding me? I think we may have the ultimate classic pending, because I really want to see this thing put into operation.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend.
Wait for it.
New guidelines also change the hierarchy of who is responsible when rules are violated, what can be used for ammo against schools that violate rules. Previously, the NCAA could only use information it obtained itself to punish schools. So before today, the investigation by the FBI couldn't go into the punishment. That has changed, and now school presidents and chancellors will also be held responsible for what happens in their athletic departments. So no more hear no evil, see no evil from them, because if they're ADs out there violating federal laws, then they're going to get punished for it as well. The prospectus, school presidents being held accountable for their shady athletic departments is a good practice.
Well, first of all, I like the idea, but I would change the terminology to every single solitary infraction gets blamed on Lou Holtz.
He's already out, Steve.
Not enough.
You can't kick him
out
anymore.
I want people going to his house.
He's not even on ESPN anymore.
TPing it, shaving cream, burning poop on the stoop. I actually like this. I'm a great believer in Harry Truman, the buck stops here. If it's happening at your school, you know about it. And if it's happening and the coach should know about it and you should know about it, open your eyes, look for it. I'm buying that.
Ravens safety Eric Weddle had an interesting opinion today when asked about what offenses are doing in football. He was specifically asked about the run-pass option. Fairly simple concept. QB and shotgun can either hand off to a running back or run a pass play, depending on what the defense shows. Line just blocks normal. Wideouts run routes and adjust. Weddle said today that he thinks it's just another fad offense that will be out of the sport in the next 5 years, likening the RPO to the Wildcat, which I'm pretty sure only David Shaw and Stanford still run. The prospectus, the RPO is just a phase that will be out of the game in 5 years.
But as a called play, is that what they're saying? Because,
yeah. You
know, there's still a good chance a quarterback's going to go back to pass, get pressure, and run.
And run, no. He's as a called play, run pass option.
Yeah. With the way they're teaching tackling techniques different, I disagree, because if it's more difficult to tackle under the current rules and what we've known about football our whole lives, if guys all of a sudden, and remember, we're seeing a lot more faster, bigger, stronger quarterbacks, I don't know if it's a real fad or it's just part of the evolution of the game. So I'm going to sell that.
Anyone who watched the Mariners and Rangers yesterday saw a pretty great interaction between Felix Hernandez and Adrian Beltre. Felix struck out Beltre with some filth and made Beltre look really, really bad doing it. Basically an oh crap swing he missed badly on. So Felix and Beltre both laughed as Beltre walked to the dugout. Pretty good stuff. Until later in the game, when Beltre rocked a bomb off of Felix and everyone remembered how bad he is this year. Gave up 3 home runs, 7 earned runs to fall to 8-10 on the year. His ERA is now 5.73. Once the ace of the Mariners rotation, he is now the worst in terms of ERA, win-loss record, whip, walks, you get the idea. He is their worst starter, and some have said his time in the Mariners rotation should be over. They're a legit playoff contender right now, and he's kind of dragging them. But he's also capable of great things. So the prospectus, you buy or sell Felix should be demoted to the bullpen.
That's a no-brainer. I'm going to buy that because I actually brought it up 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And then when we talked about it after his last start, somebody texted us or one of you guys brought up the story that Scott Servais clearly listening to the show.
Yep.
But how in the heat of a pennant race with 7 weeks left, could you run him out there right now? So I'm buying that one.
Back to that game, the pitcher going opposite Felix for Texas, Bartolo Colon. While we like to make jokes about him, he definitely deserves a lot of that. He just hit a milestone with a win last night. He is now the winningest Latin American pitcher in the history of baseball. Now has 246 wins, past Dennis Martinez for the record.
El Presidente!
His career record, 246, 186, won a Cy Young in 2005. Not the best numbers of all time by any stretch, but he is now the winningest Latin American pitcher ever and has a Cy Young under his belt. A very large belt. So the prospectus, Bartolo Colon, a Hall of Famer.
Nah, not even sort of. Sell it.
Fair enough. Shohei Ohtani reportedly returning to the mound for a bullpen session Saturday. What the Angels are saying, a significant step towards him returning to the mound this season. Ohtani hasn't pitched since June 6th after spraining a ligament in his elbow. The fear, of course, was that he'd have to have Tommy John surgery, be shut down for basically 2 seasons. So they're trying to avoid that at all costs. So since then, he's been DHing at the plate, hasn't thrown a baseball in a while. The initial thought was that he'd wait until next year to even try to pitch again just to be safe. So it might seem a bit risky, but we're also not doctors. They're also 10.5 games out of the wildcard race right now, however. So the prospectus, having Ohtani throw a bullpen session right now is worth the risk for the Angels.
I don't think it makes a lot of sense. And like you said, if they were in the hunt, and another starter can push him past maybe Houston or New York or Seattle or Oakland for a wild card. I mean, again, not a doctor, but man, it seems like this guy at age 24 has such a bright future. So off the top of my head, I don't like it. I would sell that.